This is your KBNF Regional Newscast for Friday, April 17th. I'm Audrey McCabe. A bill that would change overtime rules for Colorado farm workers is now heading to the governor's desk. The Colorado House passed the measure in a narrow 33-32 vote. If signed into law, the bill would raise the number of hours farm workers must put in before earning overtime pay from 48 hours a week to 56. Supporters say the current 48-hour threshold has backfired. Farmers, facing tight margins, have been capping workers' hours once they near overtime, meaning farm workers are actually bringing home less money. Chad Frankie of the Rocky Mountain Farmers Union told Rocky Mountain PBS that farm workers typically put in long weeks when the work is there, but farmers right now say they simply can't afford the overtime costs. Opponents see it differently. Advocates like Hunter Knapp of Project Protect Food Systems Workers called the bill a rollback of hard-won protections that farm workers only gained in 2021. Protections that, for the first time, gave agricultural workers the right to overtime pay at all. Farm workers in Colorado were historically excluded from those federal labor protections dating back to 1938. One farm worker in Montrose, speaking anonymously for fear of retaliation, told Rocky Mountain PBS that last year, her employer simply refused to let workers exceed their hours rather than pay overtime. The bill now goes to Governor Polis. If signed, the new threshold would take effect January 1st, 2027. This week, April 13th through 20th, is International Dark Sky Week, a global celebration of the night. The event's webpage states that from the darkness needed for a restful night's sleep to the activities we enjoy beneath the stars, the night is filled with wonder and importance. Dark nights sustain critical wildlife ecosystems, strengthen the well-being of our communities, enable scientific discovery, and preserve shared cultural knowledge and traditions. To celebrate the week, KVNF's Brody Wilson spoke with Dr. Bob Grossman, the former president of the Western Slope Dark Sky Coalition and the current special manager for the San Miguel County Dark Sky Reserve application, the first ever county-wide reserve effort in Colorado.
Bob, and I understand that International Dark Sky Week is coming up and that you have a talk planned. Tell me about that.
I'm going to be giving a talk on the 18th at the Norwood Library. And it will be about the reserve. It will be its history and where we are in the process of the application. And why? What is a reserve? A lot of people don't know what it is. So hopefully this broadcast will help them understand that it is basically the way a reserve works is there's a core part of the reserve. And in San Miguel County, it's the Thunder Trails Recreation Area, which was given to us as a core by the Forest Service, by the U.S. Forest Service. And then around that core is this thing called a periphery. And what Chris Holstrom did when we negotiated with Dark Sky International some years ago, she convinced them that the periphery for the core, for the Thunder Trails area, was the entire county. And that was the breakthrough. We had the whole county now. So this is what's the precedent setting. If other people can do something similar to that, then that dream of the Western Slope coming into reserve all up and down, well, that's I doubt if I'll see that in my lifetime, but it's certainly a great dream and it's something that is achievable.
You can listen to Dr. Grossman's talk on the history and current status of the San Miguel County Dark Sky Reserve at the Lone Cone Library in Norwood on Saturday, April 18th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. On Wednesday of this week, 488 water users in the North Fork Valley had their irrigation ditches run dry. The canal operators had to shut down the canal to avoid a breach of one of the canal's banks. KVNF's Brody Wilson brings us the details for this week's KVNF Farm Friday feature.
The Fire Mountain Canal carries irrigation water diverted out of the North Fork of the Gunnison River. The diversion is just downstream or west of Somerset, the mining town that sits at the top of the North Fork Valley. The Fire Mountain Canal relies on water stored in Paonia Reservoir for much of the year. The canal delivers water to growers on the north side of the North Fork of the Gunnison River, between Somerset at the eastern or upstream end and all the way down on the western end to many growers northwest of Hotchkiss. There are about 488 individual water users on the canal. These are fruit growers and veggie farmers, vineyards, ranchers, really the backbone of the North Fork economy. The canal started a bit earlier than normal this year in an effort to catch some of the very early spring runoff that's been occurring in March and April. Growers have been working to make use of the early water while also planning ahead, knowing that their water is going to run out much, much earlier this year than normal. The snowpack in the Gunnison Basin is currently at 17% of normal. That means that in a typical year, there is almost 6 times more water stored in the mountains than there is this year. But this past Wednesday, as growers have been scrambling to make use of the water that they have, the water suddenly stopped flowing. KVNF called Steve Fletcher, the superintendent of the Fire Mountain Canal, to find out why the water had stopped flowing the day before on Wednesday.
So yesterday, actually, the ditch rider found the bank that it was slipping on the downstream, you know, downhill side of the canal. And actually, one track of the road was actually slipping. It fell probably about 2 feet last night, or, you know, yesterday. And by we shut things down, just scared it was going to go ahead and slide, and wanted to get the water out if it did. And luckily, it didn't slide overnight, but it did move about another 18 inches down. So it just, you know, just a sheer down, basically the whole hillside sliding off.
Canals on the western slope usually follow the contour of the landscapes and often rely on a berm or a bank on the downhill side of the canal. That effectively works like a dam or a dike, holding water in the canal. The canal road or service road usually runs on top of this man-made bank. The other important fact to understand is that soils become less stable when they are wet. And when soils finally begin to slide, they're usually saturated with water. The Fire Mountain Canal and its water users are lucky that the ditch rider was being observant and noticed the cracks in the road and the earth sliding. This enabled Steve Fletcher and his team to shut off and drain the canal before it failed catastrophically.
So now we're looking at a fix, and the actually had the Bureau of Reclamation here this morning looking at it, and we're kind of in agreement that we need to pipe a section in there. So
the Bureau of Reclamation helped improve much of the canal when they were building Paonia Reservoir, and they're still involved in operations.
We're looking at putting in about 200 feet of 8-foot pipe to bridge the area there, dig back into the hill a little bit, get her on a solid base, and try to get things going again. We're looking at probably a 2 to 3 week shutdown to get up and going.
200 feet of 8-foot diameter pipe? That's a pipe big enough to drive a car through, and not something you just get out of the yard at the local irrigation supply.
I've actually found some in Texas.
As I talked with Steve, it became clear that this is an emergency situation for the ditch and for the Bureau, with all hands on deck and all options being considered to get the water flowing again as soon as possible.
To bridge the area there, dig back into the hill a little bit, get her on a solid base, and try to get things going again. We're looking at probably a 2 to 3 week shutdown to get up and going.
Wow.
That's kind of where we're at right now.
And Steve, in that 2 to 3 week shutdown, you mean fully shut down? No water deliveries for Fire Mountain water users for roughly the next 2 to 3 weeks?
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's a total canal shutdown. And there's no way we can, you know, try to deliver water on the upper end, or and LaRue Creek's not doing anything for Rogers Mesa, the lower end. So, yeah, we'll unfortunately be out of water for probably, you know, 2 to 3 weeks.
Is there anything anyone can do?
Not really, not at this time. You know, just be patient and hang in there with us.
2 to 3 weeks from the time of this recording puts a repair sometime between April 30th and May 7th. We'll keep you abreast of the repairs here at KVNF, and you can follow the Fire Mountain Canal and Reservoir Company on Facebook. For KVNF News, I'm Brody Wilson.
In other news for growers in the area, temperatures are forecasted to drop into the low 20s on Saturday morning. This comes right as most fruit trees are in an early bloom caused by early warm temperatures. That's your KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Audrey McCabe.